How am I doing? 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. Do you judge your own perceived successes and failures? I once had a pastor who was so hard on himself for still being a sinner that he began preaching depressing sermons week after week, calling us to repent over everything, and we should. However, he had no joy for us to see as he strived to become the perfect child that the Word tells us we will never achieve while in the flesh. He based his success as a pastor by the size of his weekly congregation, and he felt like a failure. But he had no idea what was being accomplished for the Lord through his perseverance. Many people were brought to Father or brought back to him through the work being done by this pastor, who thought himself a failure. Over time, God has been revealing to him people who give him credit for guiding them to a relationship with Christ. No one wants to hang a sign on themselves that says sinner, but it is appropriate for all of us. If we claim not to have sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we acknowledge our sin, then he is trustworthy and just. He will forgive them and purify us from all wrongdoing. If we have been purified by God, how can we not have joy? He doesn't want us to keep beating ourselves up, but to continually strive to be more like Jesus. The CJB Study Bible explains, "You are not obligated to complete the task, but you are still not free from working it." God doesn't look at our success or failure through human eyes. Our duty is to receive His marching orders each day and go where He sends us. One day you may be planting seed. The next day you may water where someone else planted or prune the plants in someone else's garden. Someone else may harvest the seed you planted long ago. Do you want to be successful today? Simply follow Father and do what He asks of you. That will be counted as righteousness no matter what results you are looking at. If you are encouraged or challenged by this, please share.